In this bulletin, European Union countries start administering COVID-19 vaccines. Stay-at-home orders back in force for Sydney's Northern Beaches, and in cricket, India is in prime position after the Boxing Day match. The latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Lal. The first doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine are being administered in multiple European countries as part of the European Union's vaccine rollout. France, Germany and Italy are among those countries starting vaccination programs. In France, elderly people and medical professionals aged over 65 will be the first to receive the vaccines. But the vaccine is not mandatory, with French authorities needing to obtain consent before administering it to anyone. Stay-at-home orders are back in force in Sydney's Northern Beaches after a slight easing over Christmas. The orders are in force until at least midnight on December 30th. New South Wales recorded 9 new locally acquired cases, with 8 directly linked to the Avalon cluster on the Northern Beaches. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says people in the Northern Beaches must comply with the stay-at-home orders, which differ slightly between the northern and southern zones.
Stay-at-home provisions still exist. However, the one exception is in the northern part of the Northern Beaches, you can have an outside gathering of 5, and in the southern part, you can have an outside gathering of 10. But I want to stress again, this means no movement to people inside the Northern Beaches. If you're in Greater Sydney, do not go to the Northern Beaches. If you're in the northern part of the Northern Beaches, do not go unless you absolutely have to outside of your zone. And similarly, if you're in the southern part of the Northern Beaches, don't go outside of your zone unless you absolutely have to.
Northern Beaches Mayor Michael Regan says hospitality venues in the district need as much notice as possible about whether they can reopen on New Year's Eve. Mr. Regan says he's taken phone calls from restaurant and cafe owners who have explained the logistical challenges.
They can't wait till the 30th before they make decisions on whether to be open or closed on New Year's Eve. They need to make that decision by Tuesday because they need to do all the ordering of food and stocks and logistics. And as a result, they need to make sure that they've got enough staff as well. So yeah, they need to be getting going on Tuesday. They can't wait until the 30th.
In the United Kingdom, millions of people are facing strict new COVID-19 restrictions, with Scotland and Northern Ireland calling for tougher measures to curb a new variant of the virus. Northern Ireland has entered into a 6-week lockdown, while rules in Wales that were eased for Christmas have been reimposed. Israel has entered into a 2-week coronavirus lockdown starting today, with the potential of extending it for 2 more weeks if cases do not decrease. Travelling over 1 kilometre from home is not permitted, and visiting other people's houses is restricted. All retail spots are set to close except for shops that don't serve customers directly and delivery services. Hundreds of migrants are stranded in a Bosnian camp as heavy snow fell in the country and temperatures dropped amid a spell of bad weather. Migrants at the Lipa camp in the country's northwest wrapped themselves in blankets and sleeping bags to safeguard against cold winds. Authorities have been unable to find new accommodation for the migrants, leaving at least 1,000 people stranded in the cold with no facilities and meagre food parcels from aid groups. One migrant from Pakistan is pleading for assistance.
We are living like animals, even animals living like better us. So please, I request UNO, IOM, all NGOs, to help us, because if they cannot help us, we will die. So please help us.
And in sport, India is in command of the second test against Australia, going into day 2 at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. The tourists will start the day at 1 for 36 after dismissing Australia for 195 runs on Boxing Day. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 31 degrees. Adelaide, possible shower, 29. Melbourne, a late cool change with showers, windy and 33 degrees. Hobart, showers and 27. Canberra, mostly sunny, 31. Wollongong, similar conditions and 28 degrees. Sydney, mostly sunny, 29. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 29 degrees. Brisbane, similar conditions, 29. Cairns, showers and 32. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 32 degrees. Sonia Lal, SBS News.